And the list goes on, on down the line. And the list goes on.
And we're live.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Sean.
So, you know, $6,000 a month Canadian, I know, is a little steep.
Uh-huh.
I'll look it over. We'll talk contract. This is behind the paywall, so they're getting the behind the scenes, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so after Full Gear on Saturday, and given that Roman Reigns now it looks like he's moved beyond Jey Uso, at least for the time being, what do you think is next for both of them in terms of title programs?
I actually think that Big E could be in line for Roman Reigns. I don't think they're going to get The Rock.
No, I don't think so. Even if they did, that's months away yet.
But I mean, I don't think that they'll go right to Big E. But as I look up and down the roster, I'm like, oh man, like who could they feed to Roman Reigns next? And
for a program, yeah,
Kevin Owens. But he won a little bit. I actually think it'd be good if they had the Survivors. If SmackDown wins, the Survivors of the SmackDown match take him on or get cracks at him. And he kind of knocks them all off. I think part of the attraction of Roman Reigns is, you know, he really is that bad motherfucker. Like, he's this dastardly son of a bitch sometimes. But you know he is really that bad motherfucker that can just destroy people.
Yeah, he's not a chicken shit heel. He's the real deal.
Yeah, and to me, it's like, okay, maybe it might not get the boos that they want, but it's good TV.
Oh, it's
good
working. SmackDown numbers have been trickling upward, and SmackDown by and large is a better show than Raw. But that's the catalyst. Like, it's got to be. I haven't looked at quarterly numbers or nothing, but I'm just assuming that's got to be the catalyst for it. You know. So you think maybe Big E, John Moxley? What do you think is next for him in the title picture? Paige, maybe.
It's hard to tell. Well, yeah, I think it's whoever wins between Omega and Paige. For sure. But AEW likes to pepper in some people who you know aren't going to win the title, like Kingston or Archer or Hager. And I'm okay with that. I am completely fine with that. I often tout the Buddy Landell versus Bret Hart WWF title match I watched on Saturday morning in like late 95, early 96. I love that shit. It makes the champion look like they care about defending it. So I think we're going to see like a peripheral name. I think actually Scorpio Sky, it might be like a babyface thing because he is ranked top five in AEW right now. He's got the match with Sean Spears tonight. I could see Sean Spears being that guy as well because he's on an insane winning streak right now. I think we might see one of those two on an upcoming episode of Dynamite.
Interesting. Ronda Rousey, Travis Brown. So I know that they're both doing some wrestling training. I don't want to speculate, but the Royal Rumble is 2 months away. WWE is apparently toying with the idea of having live fans for the Rumble. So do you think that's what they're training for, is for a spot in the men's and women's Rumble matches?
I don't think anybody would know who Travis Brown is.
No, you're right. But obviously, you know, it'd be a favor to Ronda. You know what I mean?
And you know what? If Ronda wants to come in, do a Royal Rumble, win a Royal Rumble, work a WrestleMania match, I would do whatever you could to get Ronda Rousey on the show.
Absolutely, 100%.
Whatever she wants to do. And you know what? If she wanted to drop the title Charlotte style, where Charlotte wins the Rumble, Charlotte wins at WrestleMania, and then Charlotte loses the title but in a triple threat, let Ronda do that. That's a little bit different than knocking off Rhea Ripley. This is somebody who will at least draw viewers to your show.
Yeah, and you know, I have watched that WrestleMania match, her and Kurt, against Triple H and Stephanie. I've watched that, I bet you, a dozen times, that match. And I realized that they, you know, practiced it and all of that, but that is still one of the best WWE debuts I've ever seen. I love that match. I love Ronda in that match. I even love Stephanie in that match. So I miss Ronda Rousey.
Speaking of debuts, are we allowed to put up the point at the fucking sign shirt again? We didn't get the CND for that. Pro Wrestling Tees did. So why don't we have that on our shop?
We could do that.
Sell them. Oh man, my arm thing went off.
I mean, last time we sold
more designs.
Last time we sold a solid two or three.
Doesn't matter. They're what? Print. They're printed on demand. What's it matter?
Yeah, they are. They're drop shipped. Yeah, yeah. ACH. So I never thought I'd ever talk about him again, but he's making moves. So he's going to be in New Japan's Super J Cup, the US based cup, on December 12th. He's going to be part of MLW's return to TV, which appropriately enough they're calling the restart. He's going to be part of that on November 18th. What are you hearing now? People, just in case they might forget, Jordan Miles, you know, the guy with the T-shirt he didn't like. He's back as ACH. What are you hearing about him these days? Because I hadn't heard much of anything, and now all of a sudden
Because he had been doing Black Label Pro. He had been doing New Japan Strong, GCW. I mean, he's been back on the scene for a while. I mean, he never really left. He stopped wrestling really when the pandemic started. And then in July, he was back doing the GCW stuff. And he looks awesome.
Yeah.
He's out there having, like, great time limit draws with Fred Yehi and having good matches, like 20-minute matches with AJ Gray, and having the spring break match. He went 15 minutes with Leo Rush. Like, he's been out there doing some great work. I'm glad to see Leo Rush at it, too. He's got a kid on the way.
Yep.
He ended up having to drop out of the MTV show, The Challenge, which is a bummer because that would have been big, big for him. That's a very popular show.
Why did he have to drop out?
I think he did it because he's got a kid on the way.
Okay.
And, yeah, and he is very, very family oriented. I love seeing both of these guys back at it. If I'm AEW, I probably try to reach out to Leo Rush and see if he can make it work. ACH, I'd give him a little bit more time, but he's been fine the last year. Well, since the first MLW spot where he quit afterwards or retired afterwards, but he's been good all year, from what I understand.
What do you think of the New Day, and I'm going to say Raw's New Day, since they split from Big E? Because I feel like they've lost a lot of shine, and I could not believe on Raw, these guys are getting ready to go to Survivor Series and take on the Street Profits, champions versus champions, and what do? They lose clean, non-title, to Cedric Alexander, Shelton Benjamin. Couldn't believe it that they lost clean to those guys with Survivor Series on the horizon.
And it was non-title. I was just sitting there like, why did I just watch this?
Right.
We had MVP walk out before this and say, oh, well, we got rewarded for taking out Retribution by getting a title shot.
Right.
Okay, well, why isn't this the title shot? Second off, if they were worried about passing out rewards, why'd they draft Retribution in the first place? So I was, like, frustrated about the draft thing, but I was like, okay, cool, they get a title shot, and here we go.
Right.
On a pointless episode of Raw, we get a title match. I thought they had won the titles.
I did, too. I thought they had won the titles.
And people were like, oh, well, it had been a non-title match all weekend. They advertised it. And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter when MVP comes out right before the match and says, and then they gave us the title shot.
Yes, it definitely came off like he was saying it was a title match.
Like he was revealing it.
Yes,
like,
yes. Because then they immediately went into it. Mm-hmm. So it definitely felt like it was a title match.
And had they won the tag titles, I would have said, cool.
Yeah, because they could have pivoted Survivor Series.
Yeah, And you could have saved New Day Street Profits. If that's a WrestleMania match in the future.
Right, right.
Thumbs up. That's an awesome match. That's
right.
Team of the last 6 years versus maybe team of the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, depending on how long they keep them together.
Yep, and now we're going to have champions versus champions when they lost a non-title match to a makeshift tag team.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Isn't this unbelievable?
So
what a time.
Like, I don't think there will be any titles on the line there because everything is champion versus champion.
Yeah, no titles.
And here's the thing. Brand supremacy doesn't mean shit to me.
No. They got to say it's for, like, you know, a good winner's purse or some crap, but they won't.
Even then, I don't care. I understand why the character would care,
right,
but I don't care.
Right, right, right. Last thing for you. What did you think when you heard that Jim Herd, of all people, is going to be doing a podcast?
Conrad keeps knocking it out of the park, man. Like, it wasn't a podcast, it's an interview.
Oh, it's an interview.
Yes,
okay.
It's an interview that Conrad did. And Herd is an old fella right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I'm very excited to check it out. Conrad's been adding a lot of stuff to his network, so it's good to see that succeed. But Herd's 81. I hope his recollection is good, but regardless, it's a good get. It's, quite frankly, you know what? If somebody came to me and said, hey, Ted Turner's got some memory issues, he's got some stuff going on, do you want an interview with him? I'd be like, fuck yeah. That's one of my main, like, I just want to see if he ever even paid attention to WCW type of thing.
Well,
Jim Herd is a really good one because everybody's got an opinion on him from back then, but you don't hear him speak a lot.
No, I think he did a documentary. I think he was in one of the WWE documentaries, well, that's about it. There's
I
two.
Don't even remember him being in that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. It was. He wasn't in the original Monday Night War documentary, but you know when they did the Monday Night War series for the network? He's in that. They interviewed him for that.
I don't even remember that. I'll have to look at that.
There's two things I want to hear from Jim Herd. Number one, the Hunchbacks. Explain to me how you thought that was a good idea. I want to hear that. Number two, I want his side of the Ric Flair story. Ric yeah. Flair claimed that Jim Herd made him cut his hair. He wanted him to put in an earring. He wanted him
Spartacus.
To cheat. Yeah, Spartacus. He was going to be a Roman gladiator. And then when Flair left, he mailed the WCW belt to WWE. That's when he became the Real World's Champion. WCW yeah. threatened legal. They had to get the belt back. Flair was using a tag team belt on live events.
I'm telling you, man. That interview is going to be good because a lot of people got to realize Conrad's good at asking questions anyway. But Conrad has been doing a podcast with Jim Ross, who was there.
Right.
He's been doing a podcast with Eric Bischoff, who had to clean up a lot of the mess that had been left over. And I mean, I know Bill Watts was in there too. He's been doing a podcast with Tony Schiavone, who was there.
Yep.
And Arn Anderson, who was there.
Yep.
So he's got a whole lot of meat on the bone. That's what I'm really excited for. I always joke that like every November there's like a big interview that drops. And I joke that like 3 years it was John Jones after him running over somebody or testing positive for drugs or something like that. 1 year it was CM Punk. 1 year actually Paige had a really big one. She had not spoken to a lot of the leaks.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the big November interview this year. I think Jim Herd for long-time wrestling fans like us, this is going to be a fascinating thing to listen to.
What do you think about John Jones chasing that wannabe burglar with a shotgun?
So I'm talking to Shaquille Mejuri, and he's like, hey, what's our policy on posting like social media videos? And I'm like, if it's not copyrighted, we can do it. Doesn't matter. And I was like, why? What got posted? And he was like, well, did you see the John Jones thing? And I said, no. And I was like, oh, my God. Imagine being that burglar.
Yeah.
And seeing John freaking Jones, who comes from an unreal family of athletes, mm-hmm. two NFL players, and one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time. And he's got these long limbs,
yep.
and in those long limbs is a shotgun.
Yeah. Now, did he catch him? Because it was never really made clear. Did he catch him? He did catch him.
Caught him. Yeah.
Okay. Damn, yeah. I'd like to know if the burglar knew that was John Jones's house.
There ain't no way. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Till next time, guys. We're out. Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcasts, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.